The views expressed on this program are not necessarily approved by the clergy, deity, holy rollers, or Bible thumpers.
Well, isn't that special?
But ignore them at your own peril.
Do you believe?
Maybe you didn't believe there was a fresh, new voice out there.
Monica.
Maybe you've never stood at the intersection of faith, life, and politics.
It's time.
Well, maybe you need to turn this up.
Faith, life, politics, and a whole lot of crazy.
Monica Matthews.
No, I don't think the government needs to be any more in our business than they already are. If it's one thing that's going to lead this country into a revolution, it's people attempting to come and get your guns.
I think I finally found my...
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Joy Behar. Can you imagine having to wake up next to that voice? I'm not going to have a holy moment right now. Everyone runs for social media. Like, there's a large responsibility that comes with that. There's a larger one that comes with Kim Kardashian's tush. Isn't it about time that people of faith stop sweeping today's issues under the rug? And y'all with issues stop trying to sweep us people of faith under the rug? That nonsense ends today. This show is where the rubber meets the road.
Monica Matthews isn't just a fresh, bold voice. She's a breath of fresh air at a time when radio needs it most.
Someone call me an ideologue this week. Well, God forbid somebody have an idea that actually makes sense.
WSB's Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News.
Monica is so entertaining. You get caught up in her personality, the laughter, and the next thing you know, bam, she's made this incredible point. She has this permission to say all kinds of things that everyone wishes they could say.
Until we are all ready to show up at that altar that we sacrifice 50 million babies at per year. I don't want to hear another thing about how we sacrifice our children at the altar of our gun rights. Zip it. Not one breath. I don't want to hear again that Jesus is not interested in politics. Lucifer was the first politician, and he garnered a third of the vote. So don't tell me that God is not interested in what goes on down here.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Ah, some of y'all preachers are laughing. Us larger endowed women get out of cleavage jail free card. You know it's true. But if you're remotely younger, curvaceous, maybe your shirt just kind of slipped down a little bit lower, you're going to catch all kinds of... People are going to hold prayer meetings about you, and you're not even going to know it.
They want to bring race, the race conversation.
We got to make it a racial issue. I saw a little white man get up and talk about how he just, you know, I never knew about my white privilege until going through this program. I'm like, okay, check please. I'm getting behind candidates who are actually going to adhere to our Republican conservative values. I mean, you could even take Republican out of that equation. How about just straight up conservative? Free speech, I am so irreverent about this because I don't care what faith you're practicing. That's right, even devil worship. I'm not in favor. But this is the United States of America.
Greg Moshiri, consultant to Cox Media and national talk talent.
When somebody comes to me for guidance on coaching, the real key is that they stand out just by who they are. They're real, they're authentic, they're not afraid to put themselves out there. And
fill it with personal stories, inspiration, struggle, values, share yourself. Something that makes me feel something and then can make me laugh and feel good. Well, that is Monica Matthews.
All right, Dave, are you watching the Super Bowl or what?
If these people can't have a little respect for the flag, leave the country.
Amen. John, why are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
What other excuse am I going to find on a Sunday night to drink a beer?
Are you watching or not, Mike?
Oh, hell yeah. Look.
I just love you.
Faith.
My faith should not be elevated over anyone else's. We are all sinners saved by grace, period.
Life.
I'm a widowed single mother. If you don't think pragmatism didn't save my butt on more than one occasion whenever it came to having to make life and death decisions, then you're mistaken.
Politics.
One of the biggest arguments against faith-based adoption agencies is,
if you're going to use state dollars to serve people, you need to serve all people.
It's not just your taxes going into the pot, sweetheart. I didn't go out into the LGBT community and tell you that you can't adopt children. What I've said is I should be able to adhere to the Constitution and the principles of my organization.
Pete Spriggs, Program Director for WSB in Atlanta.
Monica has this rare gift of being engaging and likable. Great opinions, great debate. When you listen to her, you'll know why she's different. You'll get it.
I host the Gay Yellow Pages on my website to prove a point that I'm a Christian and I don't have to be a bigot to be one. And I'm also an American citizen, which means I believe you have a right to operate here. You do you. I'm going to do me. faith, for whatever reason, is the boogeyman under the economic bed. And I'm calling BS on that.
Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
What's a border? Oh, you're a bigot because you want to keep people out. No, we have laws for a reason. Either we're all part of a nation of liberty or we're not. The world needs us to remain liberated. We are a banner. We are a beacon. We are a city on a hill. We have a light to shine.
Are you a believer now?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for flying Air Monica and allowing me to be your on-air entertainment. You are now free to celebrate.
Then you heard her voice. Now you're a believer.
Oh, one final thought as we taxi to our final destination. If you're an American, act like one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Monica Matthews. You can follow Monica on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, on Facebook at The Monica Matthews, and online at MonicaMatthews.com. To book Monica on your station as a guest host, call or text Greg Moscheri at 616-813-5277.